Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
A better deal for Alcan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. There was speculation yesterday this might happen. The Canadian aluminum maker Alcan has received a $38 billion takeover bid. It's being made by the London-based mining company Rio Tinto. And it's better than the hostile offer Alcan received from its U.S. rival Alcoa. Stephen Beard reports from London.
When the Canadian company Alcan rejected the advances of the American miner Alcoa, it said the American offer was too low. Only $28.8 billion. Well, Alcan was right, it seems. Rio Tinto has offered 30% more. Alcan's board has recommended that its shareholders accept the bid. Analysts say there could be a counter-offer, perhaps even from the rejected suitor. But, says David Buick of Brokers BGC, Rio Tinto seems likely to win the day.
It's a cash bid and it's not paper for paper. And the general feeling in the market in London today and in the rest of the world is that this deal will probably go through.
With metals hitting record prices, more takeovers are expected in the mining industry. Some analysts suggest that Alcoa, having lost out in the battle for Alcan, could itself become a target. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The stock market gained ground yesterday. The Dow rose 78 to 13,577. The S&P added more than 8 points to 1,518, and the Nasdaq rose more than 12 to 2,651. Asian stocks were mixed overnight. Shares in Hong Kong were higher, but in Japan, the Nikkei fell. The markets in Europe are moving up. One stock in Europe that's down is Motorola. The company said its cell phone division won't make any money this year. It's losing market share to Nokia. Not surprisingly, Nokia is up by more than 2%. Last month, the FDA warned us to avoid using toothpaste made in China. That's because a dangerous chemical was being used to make it sweet. This morning, the Chinese government has outlawed that additive. And as Scott Tong reports, it's now Beijing that's worried about the reputation of its exports.
The newly banned chemical is diethylene glycol. It's a cost-saving substitute for what's supposed to be in toothpaste, but it's also linked to kidney failure and paralysis. Product substitution is an open secret in China, and in the last 2 months, the West has been feeling it as well. In its announcement, Beijing defended the safety of Chinese toothpaste, but it said that the ban is meant to reassure consumers. It also said it's, quote, to prevent exporters from unnecessary losses. Buyers of Chinese goods are increasingly throwing up trade barriers, threatening a key engine of an economy that zooms ahead by 11% every year. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Organic grocer Whole Foods is trying to buy its rival, Wild Oats. The Federal Trade Commission has blocked this deal because it would limit competition. The FTC's court documents were made public late yesterday, and they contain a footnote. Whole Foods founder John P. Mackey used a pseudonym to comment about his company on the Internet. For nearly 8 years, he posted more than 1,100 entries on the Yahoo Finance Bulletin Board. He praised Whole Foods and its stock, and occasionally blasted Wild Oats. In January 2005, when Wild Oats was trading at around $8, Mackey claimed no company would buy it. 2 years later, his company is offering $18.50 a share.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org.
Advocates of universal health care have medical and moral reasons for extending health insurance to all. But a New England Journal of Medicine study published this morning says it may also make dollars and cents. Jill Barchet reports.
The uninsured are part of the reason Medicare costs are rising so high. That's according to a study by a group of researchers at Harvard Medical School. More and more people who don't have health insurance are waiting until they hit 65 to see the doctor. That way, Medicare picks up the tab. Michael McWilliams authored the study.
They required more frequent hospital admissions and doctor visits and reported significantly greater total medical expenditures after gaining coverage than adults who were previously insured.
Older adults with diabetes or heart problems who didn't have insurance ended up costing Medicare 51% more than people who were insured before.
Providing insurance coverage to these near-elderly uninsured adults may be more cost-effective than we previously thought.
Over the next 9 years, 3.4 million uninsured adults will join the Medicare system. 57% of them have cardiovascular disease and diabetes. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
Hot Ghetto Mess is the name of a new reality series from the Black Entertainment Television cable network. The show hasn't even aired, but it's already generated controversy. And some big-name advertisers are rethinking just how edgy they're willing to be. Elizabeth Wynn Johnson reports.
From do-rags and bling to pimped-out SUVs, Hot Ghetto Mess points a lens at the extremes in urban fashion and behavior. Producers say the show will provoke hard questions about contemporary African-American culture. Critics call it cynical racial stereotyping. Those critics include a blog called What About Our Daughters, which calls out negative depictions of black women. Criticism led to threats of a boycott against advertisers on the original Hot Ghetto Mess website. That's when businesses that bought ad time during the upcoming TV debut started to get skittish. Home Depot and State Farm Insurance both had their ads moved to other shows. The cable network may not be losing any money now, says Kansas City Star TV critic Aaron Barnhart. But BET should worry if the question becomes,
do State Farm and Home Depot want to be identified with this brand as a whole?
On the other hand, The Hollywood Reporter's Andrew Wallenstein says it could prove the theory that all publicity is good publicity.
The truth is that cultivating controversy, particularly on cable programming, often ends up as something like free marketing. And it often more than covers the cost of an advertiser or two or three pulling out.
The show premieres in a couple of weeks. In Los Angeles, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson for Marketplace.
And I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks very much for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.